Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, May 9. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, a big winner in a possible Apple acquisition, Symantec's earnings rise, and a look at a new service from Zillow. Those stories and more coming up.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free, and when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Carlyle Group could end up dancing in celebration if Apple follows through on its reported $3 billion plus deal for headphone maker Beats. The private equity firm paid about $500 million for just under 50% of Beats, which means its take would be upward of $1.5 billion or about $1 billion profit. Not bad for a seven-month-old investment, and surely support for Carlyle's growing interest in taking large minority stakes in companies as control investments become more expensive and difficult to come by. Symantec reported its quarterly earnings rose 14% as lower costs again offset a drop in revenue. The maker of Norton antivirus software has struggled in shifting its consumer security business to subscriptions from one-time license sales, but the company has beaten earnings forecasts in recent periods, including the latest one. Everyone's talking about Alibaba and its upcoming initial public offering in the U.S. The company's revamped its corporate website. Until recently, the site was very text-heavy. It now looks more engaging with illustrations and more photos. The real estate website operator Zillow is out with a new service that forecasts the change in a home's value over the next year. Zillow already estimates current sale prices for 100 million homes that are not on the market. As we continue, an app to help you better connect with your child.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Dish's internet-delivered TV service could be available by the end of the year. The company says it plans to launch it by the end of the year for about $20 to $30 a month. You'll get live sports, entertainment, and kids programming. PBS Kids is giving parents an app to better connect with their young ones. The Journal's Matthew Passy has more.
PBS Kids Supervision serves up real-time information on what a child is watching or playing and for how long, provided the kids are spending their time on pbskids.org. Parents also can pick a time to pause shows and games with full-screen messages like break time, time to eat, and school time. It's available for free on the iPhone. An Android version also is planned. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.
Finally today, a lot of us have access to almost 200 television channels, but new data shows we barely watch a tenth of them. The data provided by Nielsen and charted by Statista show that last year there were an average of 189 channels available to households nationwide, up from 179 the year before. Households, though, watched on average somewhere between 17 and 18 channels. And that was down a little from the year before. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.